continuing now with the conversation, schools, gyms, restaurants closed across most states now. Extended travel bans now. The United States is extending its travel ban to include the UK and Ireland. France banning all public gatherings, no matter how small. And in fact, France looking to order people inside for the next 15 days, it seems. Canada closing its border. The EU doing the same. American Airlines like Delta and American saying they will not survive this without an infusion of cash. In San Francisco and the Bay Area, people being ordered to shelter in place. That order covers millions of people living in six counties there. Here's what I wanted to touch base on again, though, because this is interesting to me. Of the 41,000 Americans tested through the end of the day Sunday, so beginning Monday, 41,000 tests, 4,000 positive, 36,000 tested negative, and the other 1,600 were still pending as of yesterday. The point being that one in nine tested positive, eight out of nine testing negative. You're going to see those numbers go up exponentially now. We're going to turn our attention now to our good friend, Dr. Tom Borelli, a contributor to America's Voice News. He has been a regular contributor to this program for a number of years. He lives in Greenwich, Connecticut, about 5 miles north of New Rochelle, New York, where that quarantine zone has been put in effect for several days now. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me again.
Good to have you here. And I want to point out to folks, you're a good man, number one, because you're from Michigan, and number two, because you laugh at my jokes, which is extremely important at this time. But you also graduated in microbiology, infectious disease, and you have a PhD in biochemistry. So when we talk about a pandemic, when we talk about some of these things that are happening, you're pretty well comfortable talking about these areas of interest, are you not?
Absolutely, Steve. And as you know, my bachelor's degree was from the great Michigan State University in microbiology. So I'm great, happy to be here talking to my old friends and colleagues there.
Well, I appreciate that. And so let's talk about some of the things that you've seen. The numbers are still going up dramatically here in the United States. But let's look at Italy. Italy continued to have people going back and forth to China, Wuhan specifically, because northern Italy is an area where a lot of textiles are manufactured. 4,000 Chinese companies, give or take, were doing work in northern Italy. They were hiring employees because they were cheap from China and bringing them in and going back and forth much longer than the time that Donald Trump said, we can't have people coming into China directly. He cut that off in January. If Italy had done the same thing, I believe they'd be in better shape today, but what a crisis they have. What do you attribute the dramatic numbers in Italy to?
No, Steve, you just hit the nail on the head. Absolutely. There was a lot of contact between people in Wuhan, China, and in northern Italy. And this whole thing is really unfolding like a epidemiological experiment, where you have one individual in theory comes in and touches others. But in this case, there were more, and then it spreads and it spreads. From what we know of this coronavirus, it appears to be, you know, relatively highly contagious. So this is why we're seeing it spread, you know, so easily. And it's a new virus. Our body doesn't have an immune system yet developed to it. We have immune antibodies for other viruses, obviously, but not for this one. So it's kind of, think of it, this is kind of like a sneak attack. It's kind of version of a Pearl Harbor, where all of a sudden there's an invasion of this agent and people's bodies do not know they were caught off guard. They don't have a mechanism in terms of the way to deal with it.
So the other thing that I want to point out to people is that just last year, the World Health Organization said that Italy's healthcare system, a government-run system put in place in 1978, was the number two, the second-best healthcare system in the world. And so I have a lot of questions about it being the second-best healthcare system in the world. And is this the kind of government response that we would anticipate if it were a government-run healthcare system here in the United States? I don't know, and I'm not trying to take shots, but it's, to me, if it's the second-best healthcare system in the world and it's having this much difficulty, that's frightening to me.
Well, Steve, you're right. And this is another going to be, hopefully we will learn lessons from, like I just spoke about this invasion of a virus. And we'll look at different healthcare systems and the way it was dealt with. And also, I think what's really most important for your listeners to understand is that the medical community, the cavalry is coming. Dr. Fauci from NIH last night mentioned that they have the first vaccine under development. Look, a vaccine is the best way to protect people from an invasion of an unknown virus. The problem is it's going to take about a year for that to develop, and I believe there's going to be something like in total five clinical trials with the vaccine, which is really, really important. But between then, there's other ways to deal with this. There's something called passive antibody therapy, where, for example, let's say I got the virus, I survived, they take my blood, part of it, it has antibodies against this virus, and they give it to Deneen, my wife, and then therefore she would be protected for a little period of time. They can do that. This dates back to the early 1900s. This is not new. They can start to do this now. It's a temporary solution, but you could do that to treat maybe the healthcare workers who are being exposed, so we can save them first. There's a lot of different ways that the medical community is now fighting, and it's because of innovation. The company Regeneron has had a number of opportunities here. They have an antiviral drug called Remdesivir. They're working. They've had that. They tried that with Ebola. They're now trying that with the coronavirus. They have another fancy technique called monoclonal antibodies, where you can make antibodies in the laboratory and then give it to people.
So there's
a whole host
of
medical technologies.
I like what you're saying there, because what you're saying is in the healthcare industry, if they apply what we know, if they apply what we have learned over the past few decades, you can basically play round robin with the antibodies. If you've got one person that's got the antibodies, you can share that among the group, and it has a shorter shelf life than, say, a vaccine, but it will work short period, right? So you can keep healthcare workers healthy as we work through this vaccine. Now, having said that, the first group of human guinea pigs, I guess, got the injections of the first vaccine yesterday, 65 days after the beginning. So I believe, if I'm understanding Dr. Fauci correctly, we are on track to have a vaccine long before the end of the year, and in record time, which is pretty incredible. And then, yes, you talk about Gilead Science. It's in phase three of the studies of Remdesivir, or however you, I think it's Remdesivir, is the treatment for COVID-19, the right. Antiviral. So, I mean, these are leaps forward, Tom. Big leaps forward.
Oh, absolutely. And another really important factor is there's drugs now that have been approved that can affect the patient to deal with the infection, not the virus. But what happens is when your body gets hit with a virus in the lungs, let's say with this coronavirus, the immune system goes on red alert. It calls on the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Navy SEALs, everybody comes in. And that consequence of all that, the body really overreacts to the infection, causes really the real problem of lung function. So what they have a rheumatoid arthritis drug that could deal with the impact of the infection in the lungs. Regeneron has that drug. It's called Kevzara. So it is really,
right,
there's a lot
right
of things
there
that are going on.
Yeah, hold that thought right there, Dr. Tom Borelli here, reporting to us live from Greenwich, Connecticut this morning. We'll get some ideas of what's happening on the ground there in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break, Doctor. Tom Borelli from Michigan has been a contributor to the program for years and years. He's only 5 miles from the New Rochelle, New York quarantine zone as we speak. 41 after on the Steve Guru Show. More after this.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
As a small business owner, have you ever felt helpless when it comes to retaining good employees? You search out the best employees, hire them, put them through training, and then they leave your company for a job with better benefits. Frustrating, isn't it? What if I told you the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is now offering a retirement program to help businesses retain and attract top employees while allowing you to provide financial stability for your workforce? It's called the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan, administered by TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank. Now, small businesses can offer their employees full access to the same low-cost investment funds that large employers can offer. The 401k plan provides you a competitive advantage, saves money and time, and puts all the financial functions in the hands of trusted wealth management experts. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan